Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is a Reaction Tuesday. We just heard live from D'Amico Ryans. If you missed that, you can go back on the podcast page and hear that at 2:30 in the 2 o'clock hour. Later on, use the Odyssey app to hear as he covered a lot there in that presser. But as I said, phone lines open. This is the day we want to hear from you. 2-4, the Texans dropped 2 after losing late last night on Monday Night Football in Seattle. Where I want to start with the conversation is, like, clearly, over the last 2 years, this year, last year, it seemed like the expectations had jumped to a level that the Texans have not had a ton of in their existence. And it felt like it was AFC championship game. And at times thought was like, hey, we're a contender for the chip, for the big chip, for it all. And the feeling of excitement around the city and with Texans fans, that was felt loudly. And when you look at where they are right now and you can see the drop off from that feeling after year one and you're in the playoffs and you do it again last year, you see where they are right now, where that is, I don't care what they said last night. I don't think the Seattle Seahawks are quite Super Bowl contenders yet. We'll see. I wouldn't put them up there with the Detroits or the Phillies in the NFC or even the Bucks, but they're a good football team. But Clint, we could clearly see there was a different level of team that they were compared to the Houston Texans, and that was not the plan. That was not the plan. The thought would be the Texans would be held either a level higher than a team like Seattle coming into it, and it's disappointing. And as I said, and I'd like to hear from people. I'll get to you, JT. We'll get to you, Edward, CJ, Craig, Blake, Ed, and the lines will be open. When you think about the disappointment of where the Texans are right now, what's the name that comes to mind? What's the face that you see? Who is it that screams the disappointment? Who is it for you before we get to the people?
D'Amico Ryans, hands down, without a
doubt. That's it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as I said before, D'Amico Ryans, when he was hired, he was the most powerful man in the building. I still believe he's that guy beyond Cal and Hannah McNair, obviously. So all of these decisions to work so closely with Nick Caserio, for Nick to even still be in the building, but to work so closely with Nick Caserio and allow your general manager to be so involved in the football day-to-day stuff, the hiring of staff and things of that nature, that's on D'Amico. D'Amico's the one that had the veto power to make sure that was not the case, and he chose to do it. And then you look specifically at the offensive coordinator situation. Look, I think Bobby Slowick, I could see moving on from Bobby Slowick. I also see keeping Bobby Sloak. But apparently it was so toxic in the building that you couldn't keep him around. D'Amico Ryans chose him. And now you look at what's going on with Nick Caley, and ultimately D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio chose him, or D'Amico allowed Nick to choose him. And the O-line coach, Cole Popovich, that whole deal, the whole New England Patriot vibe in the building that has been there ever since I've been covering the team, right? And you look at all of that, and what it boils down to is you had a quarterback that played at a future face of the franchise, rookie of the year level, out of the gate, won 10 games, pulled your organization out of dysfunction. And it appears that the decisions that you have made have failed him significantly since that rookie year. He's the one that we see every Sunday that is not executing anywhere nearly at the level that he was once executing. And I think that is a result of the decisions that D'Amico Ryans has made to this point. And so, I don't know how we look anywhere other than D'Amico Ryans. And man, the inability to go find an experienced offensive play caller that's calling the shots, that's hiring his staff, that's doing it all on the offensive side of the football has been crippling to this franchise.
All right, let's start with you, JT. Who is it, when you think about the disappointment of this team, who is the person that comes to mind?
Nick Caserio is the guy, man. We see that eating fruit of this poisonous Patriot tree. They want to turn us into the Patriots of the South.
Hey, Ed, man, I got to bring – or I'm sorry, JT, got to bring you down, man. That connection is struggling there a bit. I will say Nick Caserio will probably be the one for me. I think he's had a lot to do with the offensive coach that you're talking about being in. I think he had a lot to do with, obviously, the roster. I can understand how a person would get there. Edward, who is the face and the person that disappoints you the most when you think about where they are right now?
Hey, Ron, I want to thank y'all for taking my call, man. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, I got to give it to Coach, man. He's got to take responsibility. Okay, I'm 56 years old, man. I'm ride or die H-Town Oilers back in Renfro days when we missed that touchdown. I'm down, but it's sickening to watch these Texans every Sunday when they get the ball on offense. I watch for defense. I enjoy watching the defense. But to me, OC got to go. And Stroud, I think the glamour got to him that first year. Because he's just out of whack. He's out of whack. He doesn't recognize blitzes. His throwing is off. His touching is off. He don't get out the pocket. He don't step up. And man, there you go, man. But thank y'all for taking my call. I want to hear your thoughts, man.
Appreciate your thoughts, Edward. Yeah, I see some people texting in. CJ is the person that they go through when they look at a disappointment. And I can see that because he may have been the number one reason why Texans fans had the high hopes that they had, and now he just looks like a shell of that person.
Nobody on your list is free from you know the blame, if you want to say it.
I don't think there's the wrong answer
or the criticism. I mean, no. I mean, look, CJ Stroud. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the folks that were through the roof, pay C.J. Stroud right now after year one. I still, even up to this year, I'll remind folks, I was still at a point of like, hey, there's a void of leadership on this offense. C.J. Stroud needs to take the bull by the horns, right? I mean, there's still some steps that C.J. needs to take. And I think that where we are right now is precisely the point I was making of man, C.J.'s response to this adversity, C.J.'s response to everything not being good around him and them not winning games has not been good.
Yeah. CJ, speaking of CJ, you're up next. Who is the person that comes to mind when you think about the disappointment of where the Texans are?
I agree with Mr. Sterner, and that is that I think it's on D'Amico Ryans. I think that he's the most powerful, you know, besides, you know, Hannah and Cal. And the thing that frustrates me more than anything else is that he needs to implement that power. And Clint said it earlier. He said that, you know, we can't be best friends. You know, we can't be everybody's best friend. If you make a mistake, you need to put them in place and make sure that the team's okay. Everything's about the team. Everything's about winning. Everything's about what the direction we're going. But the last thing that I want to say real quick, and I've been dying to ask this question to Mr. Sterner, and that is, I think that he is in right now. I think that he is like the David Carr of the Texans. And that is, if he continues to get beat up, it's like he is so scared in the pocket that it's like, I mean, is that a true thing? Because he is so scared that I don't think he can even be the quarterback of the Texans.
All right, appreciate the call, CJ.
Yeah, look, I think it's a very real thing. I think we've seen, I mean, look, anytime you watch a quarterback play, right, is you can see him thinking through his feet. Right, you can tell how fast his mind is working, and I mean fast in rushing way, not in a be quick way, but in a rushing way. You can see how cool, calm, and collected a quarterback is, or how scared is not the right word, but like how worried and how anxious a quarterback is by watching his feet. And you watch CJ has gone from taking a snap and almost standing in that Tony Romo fashion of just standing up almost flat footed. He is scared he's going to get hit in the back of the head immediately anytime that the ball snapped. His clock is sped up tremendously. He has zero confidence in the system and what they're doing. He has zero confidence in what he's seeing and his ability to pick it up. He has zero confidence in the answers that they're providing him if and when they do heat him up with pressures. It's just absolutely it's real, and absolutely it can ruin a quarterback, and absolutely we're watching CJ Stroud go backwards over the last 2 years. We're watching a quarterback that has been hit a lot. We're watching a quarterback that continues to get hit and has no plan or no process to protect himself. And that's why you see the feet jumping all over the place. Yeah. That's why you see the panic, and all of a sudden he throws four go routes in one possession in four straight plays, one play which it didn't count. Like that. That's why you see those things, and that's why you see the inconsistencies. Is he does not – the play clock, he sees that play clock running, and he's trying to figure out what the hell's going on up front. He's trying to get the perfect protection called. Nick Cayley told us early in the season, everything starts with the protection. We're going to get his thing protected. They're trying to get the perfect protection called, and the clock's running, and CJ has zero confidence that he's going to get it done. He has zero confidence that the scheme's going to get it done. He has zero confidence that the O-line is going to get it protected, and you can see it in his feet. There's no doubt about it. You can see it in his face on the sideline.
Yeah.
That's the fear here with CJ, guys, is you know, I've talked about a lot about the wanting to be everybody's friend from like while we're talking about leadership, but the worry with this offense is Nick Cayley doesn't have the power within this organization to walk in and hold feet to the fire on guys that D'Amico says aren't executing. CJ Stroud doesn't have the ability, the want to, the desire, the instinct to go, hey man, y'all get this stuff together, ripping ass on the sideline. Right? He don't have it. Nobody on this offense has it. And it's that's why I say it's hard to see this thing turn in the right direction.
Yeah, you talk about I there are a couple of times over there I was like, Is he really watching anything on that surface?
Or is he just trying to not make eye contact with folks? Southwest flight. Like, don't look at me. Somebody might sit down next to me.
He's just looking down at that surface. And there ain't nothing rolling. He's just looking down. God, just don't even come talk to me. Just don't even come say a damn thing to me. No, it's a rough thing. All right, Craig, finish this off. Who is the person, the face or the name that comes to mind when you think about this disappointment?
First of all, I love y'all. Second of all, I'm so damn tired every year of the same damn excuses. This line, this, that. It's such crap, man. We're fourth largest city, and we got nothing but a lame football team every damn year. Put Davis Mills back there. Hell, maybe he might do something. Change the stuff up a little bit, because it sure the hell ain't working. And I think everybody's damn tired of the same crap, boys. Really. It's 65 years in Houston, Are we ever going to have a contender ever? I don't think so. Unless Cal just cleans damn house, sweeps the floor with these guys, and starts all over. CJ sure the hell ain't worth no $65 million a year. He can't hold a candle with Mahomes or Josh Allen. Hell, we don't even have a line that can protect him. I'm just fed the hell up. I say get rid of Caserio, get rid of that damn play caller, and let's start. We need a clean house, guys. I mean, this is the same crap every year. And you know I'm right. We've been through this, man. We've talked about this every year.
Greg,
maybe his first rookie year.
Greg, that dismount of, I'm going to say all this, and damn it, you know I'm right.
lies detected.
That's my favorite part, Greg, of the whole thing. Like, God honest, I know we got to go to break. Guys, if I'd have told you 2 years ago, hey, there are going to be people texting in and calling in legit saying, hey, put Davis Mills in the game.
What if I told you?
Now, I think it's aggressive, Craig. But to think anybody would have formed their mouth to say that, Clint,
when your coach constantly goes after piss poor performances by an offense, constantly goes to the podium and says, we got to execute. We got to get the ball out. We had guys open and didn't get it there. We got to do this. We got to hit our hot receiver. We got to do this. That people are right to say, well, hell, then make a change. Then change something. Do something about it. Don't just send the same guys back out there and telling us that they can't execute the mechanics and techniques. They can't do what they're coached to do. Then make some adjustments. Maybe rotating every damn offensive lineman makes some sense. Can Juice play some center every other snap too? Can he go from center to left guard and play like just flip-flop and never leave the field?
Yeah, just keep going. Can he
pitch count Jake Andrews?
That's that mall switch a little bit.
I mean, come on, man. That is the byproduct of the whole do what you're coached to do. Do your job. You're pushing all of the onus on the players of, hey, it ain't these coaches, man. We're doing a great job. We're watching film, and, man, it's there. It can execute, right? We should be able to run the ball between the tackles. Forget the fact that they got three dudes over there inside the tackles that are all pro type defensive tackles right now. Yeah. Forget about that part of it.
No chance against Williams and Reed.
Zero.
None.
Zero.
Not a chance. Real or fake?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is a Reaction Tuesday as we get rolling through here, kind of walking through and understanding what we saw last night. A tough one to watch last night. We heard from D'Amico Ryans at the end of the 2 o'clock hour. If you missed that, go back and check that out as he spoke live to the media. And it was good to hear from you today, clearly after last night. As we said it yesterday, it feels like it was a turning point game for the Texans. And I think we learned a lot coming off the bye week against a quality opponent. They've played, four quality opponents this year. And their performances were very similar in all of them. And they lost all four of them. So I heard Sean really getting after it last night. Said they're fraudulent the last two games against the Titans and the Ravens as he opened up the post-game show last night. They were fraudulent wins, and this is more like the real Texans, what we saw last night.
Absolutely it was. I mean, clearly. I mean, you've played four playoff-caliber opponents this year. You're 0-4. You've played two of the bottom of the barrel teams, literally, arguably, two of the worst teams. Definitely one of them, but two of the worst teams in football right now, and you beat them handily. And so, yeah, it's 0-4 against playoff caliber teams, the teams that you were hoping to exist at the very least in the middle of, if not above. Then that's not a good sign. Yeah.
All right, let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. Real or fake, Tyler. We'll start with you. Last night, for the Texans defense, the most points they've given up by a lot this year, 27. Last night for the Texans defense was a bad game or a bad sign?
Oh, I go bad. I just go bad game there.
Bad game.
I think this defense can still be very much some degree of elite. It's hard to do when your offense ain't moving the rock worth the hell, but yeah, I'm gonna go bad game.
All right, real or fake, last night, Clint, the Texans defense, it was more of a bad game than a bad sign.
I think it's very real. I'm not worried about this defense. I think Derek Singley Jr. had a rough start to this game defensively. Overall, they didn't come out of the locker room ready to play. It looked like they were coming off a bye week and they weren't ready for the speed of what you know, what they were going to, what Seattle was going to throw at them, and they got, they let Seattle get to 14-0 rather quickly. I think they scored three of their first four possessions, yeah, or something like that. So, yeah, I think it was just a bad start, Ron. So, you know, I don't believe that this team is going to allow teams to get 14, 17 points out of the gate quickly like that. Rarely, if ever. And so I go, it's very real that was just a bad game.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say fake. I'm beginning to wonder if this is a bad sign that what you alluded to, Tyler, is this going to grow to cause a problem for the defense, that the offense is so inept at times, and that there is so much pressure on them. That they've got to be perfect. They've got to play well. They can't allow. That's why I'll go fake, because the offensive performance. This is six games in. There's got to be some level of frustration, level of like a pitcher we saw with the Astros, whose team can't score runs. I got to be perfect. I can't give up anything. I do wonder how that is starting to kind of balance with them. They seem to, I mean, hell, they scored the only touchdown for the longest. That put them in that space, and then hell, all right, let's get it to one score, 2-point conversion, and that's not even close. So I don't know. I do wonder if this defense is just mentally. I think it's hard not to to look and see, man, we got to carry this thing. We got to be perfect. We damn near got to pitch a shutout for them, for them not to do anything. So I do wonder that. All right, real or fake, Clint? Real or fake, your significant other, in this case, your wife, Lauren. Lauren shoots a poor percentage when it comes to her sending you TikTok or social media videos that she thinks is funny and thinks that will entertain you. She shoots a poor percentage. Most of the time, they're bad. Real or fake?
Well, I mean, she, yes, I don't, our humor, our sense of humor is two different deals, but she doesn't do it very often.
She didn't?
Most of the ones that I get, as you could imagine right now, being new parents, most of the ones I get are pretty heartfelt about being a father and or a husband, or it's about raising kids. So very, you know, I don't get too many. Now, her mom, 100%. 100% completion.
It's, oh, she's good? She nailed it?
It's all about...
Her mom's better than her. Her mom's social media
is... There is a 95% chance that if her mom sends me an Instagram video, it's about something or somebody farting.
Well, then, of course, but she knows you.
Well, I mean, I think, but let the cat out of the bag. I think old Cindy Lou may have a little gas problem herself. So,
good lady.
You know, she finds them funny, man. So, and I do too.
Tyler, Megan, real or fake? She shoots a poor percentage when she sends you TikToks videos because everybody's significant other. Oh, here you got to see this one. Sends it to him, and I do. I wonder. Because I feel like Courtney has a pretty good percentage with it.
Same here. I was going to say fake.
But I think some people are probably like, God. Fake laughing.
This again. Yeah, watch the real
you.
Here
we go. Oh, yeah. Okay. Slide on by this thing.
No, I say fake, man. We have, Megan and I have very similar sense of humor. So it's, and we nerd out on the same stuff. Like we send a lot of movie stuff. So I say fake.
There you go. There's some. Someone texted and said, "Yeah, my wife shoots a terrible percentage." Yeah,
just you see that, Brill?
Oh my God, this is gonna be a good one. Here you go. Look at this. Third quarter. Look at this. Okay, thanks a lot. All right, coming up as we continue, the team with the best chance in this city to actually win a championship starts tonight. The NBA starts tonight, and the Rockets are prime time tonight. Let's look at that. Do they need to make an early statement against the world champs? They're facing OKC on banner night. Do they need to make a statement? Let's get into the Rockets coming up next.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Houston fans. I am so happy.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Several people on the text line saying their significant other is fine with what they send, but their mother is awful.
Now, that's different.
Really?
Well, it's generational, you know?
My mom doesn't send me anything.
Yeah, my mom doesn't really either, but when she does, it's not as funny as...
Yeah. My mother-in-law definitely doesn't send me anything. Yeah, text line coming in. Sterner dragging the mother-in-law in on a Monday, what's Tuesday, was the entertainment I needed today.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I
think she'd be proud of it.
She thinks that the fart videos that are on Instagram are every bit as funny as I do. I mean, the guy walking around with some kind of fart noisemaker in the grocery store always in the park walking.
I get hilarious.
To be honest, it's not him. It's obviously the responses that he gets.
Is it the kind of taller white guy that he'll lift his leg up and bang it out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He caught people in that escalator once.
The best is the tight quarters in the grocery store. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
God, it's funny, man.
Some people really get mad when it's close on them.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, man. Like, the guys get physical. That's the push.
And I'm going to tell you, man, it's the old redneck white woman or the group of black women.
Oh, yeah.
When it's
the group of white women, they laugh.
Yeah. I don't like the ones that laugh. I like the ones that get mad.
Oh,
It's the old... Old redneck, borderline just like, just crawled out of bed, may still have her pajamas on, white woman that will just MF him real quick. And then when it's two or more black chicks, they just, you nasty it is funny, man.
Yeah.
And the more serious the response is, the funnier I think it is.
Yeah, because you can get caught in that mode of where that really – it crosses the line for you.
I see
to get somebody coming up on that behind him on that escalator.
That'd be bad.
And he's got the one where it's the regular fart, and then he's got the one where it sounds like he'll grab himself they'd be about to kill his ass.
Oh man,
yeah.
A fart will always be funny, when my mother-in-law says so.
Yeah, not bad. All right, tonight, the Rockets, the NBA season gets started, and the Rockets, who are now one of the must-see teams, as they've some newness with Kevin Durant on them, on the team now. They were the 2 seed in the West last year, fun, young team, and they are there banner night in OKC facing the Thunder, who'll get their rings, drop a banner, they'll play them. Tonight, the Thunder, they're 6.5-point favorite. Obviously, we know Fred is out, but the Rockets are rolling in there. And 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Yes, there are 82 games. The Rockets were 2 seed. The Rockets went to 7 games with Golden State, I think, out of a lot of experience from that. So they have – this is not their first go-around. But do you think – or feel like the Rockets need to send an early message tonight, that they need to make an early statement tonight because they're playing OKC with Kevin Durant and what this season is going to be? Do you sense the importance of this game is a little bit more than maybe another regular season game.
No, look, I don't think it's important. I don't think there's a need, but I think it would be awfully sexy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's all of a sudden this matchup on opening night on primetime television is really fun and really cool as a Rockets fan. You know what I mean? Before it was like, oh, you got to go to OKC. Now all of a sudden you got KD. Now all of a sudden you got, it looks like a little bit more of a commitment to this big man lineup that looks really, really impressive. You know, you got some guys that you want to tune in to see if they're going to develop or what the game looks like at year to year. So I think it was going to be a fun matchup either way it goes, but it got real sexy with that KD move. And I don't think they need to do all that, Ron, but I know it's an opportunity to do it. It's an opportunity to kind of jump on the scene and establish yourself as a media darling, if you will, as we crank this NBA season up.
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily need to send a message to SGA,
right,
and Williams and that crew. But what I don't know yet is, do they 100% believe that they are on the same level as OKC?
I bet they do.
You think they do? I just don't.
Between
I don't
KD
know.
KD and Ime Udoka, man, they don't. I don't think they have that confidence.
Maybe those guys. But do they? Are they like right now? Denver believes they're on the same level.
Sure,
right?
Well, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wonder, do they know that yet? KD, this is a new crew. This will be the first time KD has played. They look at their team and you're like, all right, Şengün and Thompson and this looks like we've got the parts that can roll with them. And I do just wonder if a big performance tonight, maybe not necessarily a message to the league or around or even OKC, because OKC to me, they know it's 82 games. They know what they got to do. They've won a championship and that's what it's all about. The Rockets are still trying to, I wonder, do they 100% know we are right there at the top? Or is there still a little, all right, we still are building to get to that. And I just think it's tonight for them personally.
I think every game, especially one in primetime versus the champion, is an opportunity for a young team to become more established. I definitely think they've got work to do this year relative to establishing themselves the same way as the Nuggets and OKC and even the Warriors and teams that have been in the mix and have been competitive at that level and are always in the mix at that level. Like I think they've still got some proving to do to establish themselves as being on that tier or in that company. But you know, I think tonight is more about, you know, how sexy are you? Is this just a blue collar squad that you added? You added KD who can get a bucket at any point in time, or is this a team that, you know, on the offensive end can go, I mean, score with anybody out there, and on the defensive end is not scared to rough folks up and play unbelievable defense? And you know, I think that's the opportunity here is to be a real, real media darling, favorite, fun watch, primetime television team moving forward.
Yeah, I think this is big to learn for themselves. Text line coming in. What does a 7-game series against Golden State have to do with the current team? Out of curiosity, are any of those players on the current team? Yes, most of them are. Yeah, damn near all of them.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are on the team, with the exception of one that's hurt that's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else that was involved is still here.
It's still here, yeah. They just added, you know, KD. Yeah, right. And no, I do. I think it is a – like, I think they got confidence.
Was that a serious question?
It was, I guess. I think they got confidence from
– Yeah, it was, I guess.
I think they got confidence from what they did last year and the playoffs and getting them to a seventh game. And then obviously I think they get more confidence when you add a player like KD, and you could see it because there was a bit of a swagger even in preseason games that felt like they felt like they were on a different level. They go out there and they play right with them, and we start to see the difference of what, all right, because right now we all thought the only thing they were missing is somebody that can go get a bucket, somebody that can go. And all right, man, there's a scoring drought. They're struggling, and this guy can create offense and help others also get open. If they come out there tonight and they're able to do that, again, even if they don't, you know, it's not like the season's over, but you look at it and be like, all right, now they know. Now they feel a certain level of confidence tonight. I'm excited. I am ready to roll tonight. I'm excited to see what Reed Sheppard does when he comes off the bench. Apparently, they're going to run all these big dudes out here for some reason. I'm really intrigued to see how long they run with Steven Adams. Really, for me, KD at the two. Or Jabari Smith at the two. I'm really intrigued to see how long they run.
What do you think the pull Steven Adams, slide Reed Sheppard to a one, and then everybody moves one, down. Two. Everybody moves down a notch.
One, two, yeah. I think maybe 2 or 3 minutes in. Now I don't know if they're doing it just for the matchup because OKC starts 2 7-footers with Chet and your favorite. Your guy who you said just always bet. I don't know if you're doing that.
Afro German?
I don't know if you're doing that this year. Just anytime he has certain, what was it, rebounds?
No, it was points.
It was points.
It was like 6.5 or something. And he was going to get you 6.5 hustle points. I mean,
that was easy money.
I guarantee you he's going to out hustle everybody. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. No, someone texted in. The question is, will Durant play defense?
Okay. Yeah, I'll take whatever effort he gives me on defense, I'll take it.
I just don't think that Udoka would have pushed that hard for him if he felt like he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, he's
going to
mellow it in.
Play whatever enough defense Udoka would need him to play. Yeah. Whatever level of defense Udoka would need him to play, I'd be surprised that Udoka, because Udoka was a big reason why KD came. So, that one I don't worry about. And I think KD plays defense like a lot of guys in the league do. Hell, he's 30. However, maybe that's all right. Again, like we'll see.
I'll take it. Look, we got enough defense. I mean, I don't think defense is going to be our problem.
Yeah. No, it's fun, man. When you look at the Astros, you look at the Texans. Maybe U of H basketball, but this team has the best opportunity to win a championship. What you got coming up at the four?
This Texans staff has no idea who they are offensively, and it's laughable. It was on full display last night for the whole world to see on Monday Night Football. I'll lay it out for you. Right here on Sports Radio 610 next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in-store and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.